Harper Audio presents The Birthday That Changed Everything by Debbie Johnson, read by Gabrielle Glaister. Part 1. Oxford, 39 and counting. Chapter 1. I was online, buying myself a 40th birthday present from my husband, when I discovered he was leaving me for a Latvian lap dancer less than half my age. Now, I like to think I'm an open-minded woman, but that definitely wasn't on my wish list. One minute I was sipping coffee, listening to the radio and trying to choose between a new Dyson and a course of Botox, and the next it all came apart at the seams. The rug was tugged from beneath my feet, and I was left lying on my almost middle-aged backside wondering where I'd gone wrong, all while I was listening to a band called The Afterbirth in an attempt to understand my goth daughter's tortured psyche. The internet wasn't helping my mood either. I knew the Dyson was the sensible choice, but the Botox ad kept springing into evil cyberlife whenever my cursor brushed against it. Maybe it was God's way of telling me I was an ugly old hag who desperately needed surgical intervention. The fact that I was having to do it at all was depressing enough. As he'd left for work that morning, Simon had casually suggested I just stick something on the credit card. He might as well have added, because I really can't be asked. He may be my husband of 17 years, but he is a truly lazy git sometimes. We're not just talking the usual male traits, like putting empty milk cartons back in the fridge, or squashing 7 metric tons of household waste into the kitchen bin to avoid emptying it, but real, hurtful laziness, like anniversary forgetting, birthday avoiding levels of hurtful. Of course, it hadn't always been like that. Once it had been wonderful, flawed, but wonderful. Over the last few years, though, we've been sliding more and more out of the wonderful column and so far into flawed that it almost qualified as fucked up. It had happened so slowly I'd barely noticed. A gradual widening of the cracks in the plasterwork of our marriage. Different interests, different priorities. A failure on both our parts, perhaps, to see the fact that the other was changing. With hindsight, he'd been especially switched off in recent months, spending more time at work, missing our son's sports day, and not blowing even half a gasket when Lucy dyed her blonde hair a deathly shade of black. I'd put it down to the male menopause and moved on. I was far too busy pairing lost socks to give his moods too much attention anyway. Tragic, but true. I'd taken things for granted as much as he had. As I flicked between curries and Botox clinics, an email landed. It was Simon. Probably, I thought as I opened it, reminding me to iron 5 fresh work shirts for him. I don't know why he bothers. It's part of my raison d'etre. If he opened that wardrobe on a Monday morning and 5 fresh work shirts weren't hanging there, perfectly ironed, I think we'd both spontaneously combust. "Dear Sally," it started. "This is the hardest thing I've ever had to do, but I need to take a break. I have some issues I need to sort out, and I can't do that at home. I won't be coming back this weekend, but I'll contact you soon so we can talk. Please, don't hate me. Try to understand it's not about you or anything you've done wrong. It's about me making the time to find myself. I'd really appreciate it if you could pack me a bag, you know what I'll need, and if you could explain to the children for me, it would probably be for the best. You're so much better at that kind of thing. With love, Simon. P.S. Please don't forget to pack my work shirts." And at the bottom of the email, rolling across the page in all its before and after glory, was an advert for bloody Botox. I stared at it and gave some serious consideration to smashing the laptop to pieces with a sledgehammer. Instead, I remained calm and in control of my senses, at least calm enough not to wreck the computer. The only problem was what to do next. When you get news like that, especially in the deeply personal format of an email, it renders you too stupefied to feel...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?